get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
It's time to tee it up and talk a little golf. It's what we do each and every Sunday morning here on Tee to Green, the golf show. From the five-star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, I'm Jay Ritchie. Jerry Butenhoff, my playing partner, has the weekend off. Thanks for listening, and thanks for making Tee to Green a part of your Sunday morning. Well, we're on the cusp of a new year, 2011, flying by. And what's new for 2012? Well, the big talk in golf this week, rule changes for the coming year. The USGA and the Royal and Ancient got together and said, you know, some of these things we do just don't make any sense. They're too harsh, and they decided to give golfers a break. That's rare these days. And on Tee to Green today, joining us from the USGA, the United States Golf Association, we've got the Director of Rules Competition, Tom Pagel, to tell us about the changes coming in the rules for 2012. The PGA Tour is in expansion mode. PGA Tour is expanding into Latin America. That's something coming in 2012, too. It's called PGA Tour Latino America. And on Tee to Green today, the PGA Tour Executive Vice President Ty Vota on to tell us about this new tour, when it starts, who will be eligible to play, and some of the countries that they'll be moving into in 2012 with the brand new PGA Tour Latino America. That and more coming your way today right here on Tee to Green, the golf show.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I going to do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
Every week we are live and in real time on the internet at sportsbyline.com. Link to that through our website, teetogreenradio.com. Also, check us out on Facebook. I'm Jay Ritchie, going to tee it up next with Tom Pagel of the USGA Worldwide on American Forces Radio and Coast to Coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
An estimated 62 cents of every dollar spent by government is wasted, according to a new survey of registered state voters. Nearly 90% of those voters believe better use of technology is the answer. The message is clear. Government managers must deploy new technologies like cloud computing. That is why NetApp has developed the Cloud Playbook for government managers to apply for grants and calculate savings. To get the Cloud Playbook from NetApp, visit www.thecloudplaybook.com. That's thecloudplaybook.com.
This segment of Tea to Green is brought to you by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. That's nearly 100 years of serving families with dignity and heritage. Come in for your free personal planning guide. All you folks in the Colorado Springs area, they're at 501 North Cascade here in Colorado Springs, or call 719-471-9900. We like to call this destination listening for dedicated golfers. It's Tee to Green, the golf show. I'm Jay Ritchie. Jerry Butenhoff is duck hunting this weekend and has the weekend off. Jerry will be back with me on the show next week as we are live from the Broadmoor Hotel here in Colorado Springs each and every Sunday morning talking a little golf. And on Tee to Green today, coming up later in the hour, Ty Vota is going to be joining us. Ty used to be the commissioner of the LPGA for the past several years. He's been working with the PGA Tour. He's one of their executive vice presidents, and communications is his area, and he's going to be communicating to us on the show today about the new PGA Tour expansion plans, PGA Tour expanding into Latin America next year, 2012, just around the corner, with what they are calling PGA Tour Latino America. There's been a South American tour for years, but this is something new, and we'll hear all about it coming up from Ty Vota. We're trying to find Tom Pagel from the USGA, Director of the Rules and Competition, to talk about some of the rule changes that were announced this week. The USGA, which controls the rules in the U.S. and Mexico, got together with the Royal and Ancient, which controls the rules of golf just about everywhere else in the world, and made some changes. And as of 2012, beginning January 1st, in fact, golfers will no longer be penalized if their ball moves after it's been addressed. And one of a number of changes that were announced this past week by the sports governing bodies, if you remember and if you follow the PGA Tour, Rory McIlroy and Webb Simpson were among those to have been hit with one-shot penalties this year for what is widely regarded as one of the harshest rules in golf. That is, if you're playing golf and it's really windy out, and there have been a few tournaments where this has happened, not only this year but in years past, and a player stands over his putt, gets ready to hit it, and a gust of wind comes up and moves the ball, well, that is a penalty on the golfer. It counts just as much as if he took a stroke or if he swung and missed at the ball. Well, no longer. Starting January 1st and going until 2015, players will not be punished if the ball moves after the address when, quote, it is known or virtually certain that he did not cause the ball to move. There are some really silly rules in golf, and this has been one of them, and I'm glad to see the USGA and the Royal and Ancient taking action to address this rule. Padraig Harrington, for one, says, every time the wind blows, I'm worried that my ball is going to move, and I'm worried about grounding my putter, and that's distracting me from trying to hold my putt. Well, you think so? Harrington, a three-time major champion, spoke out against the rule. McIlroy, who's the reigning U.S. Open champ, was penalized in the final round of the British Open this year at Royal St. George's. The consequences were very dire. He had little chance of winning, and he finished 25th. But at the same time, it could have been, and it could have been very costly, and it has been costly in the past for golfers. Webb Simpson is a guy. He was leading by one shot at the Zurich Classic in New Orleans back in May, and he was closing in on what have been his first ever title when his ball moved on the 15th green. After getting a one-stroke penalty, he eventually lost in a playoff to Bubba Watson. So that was costly for Webb Simpson in New Orleans this year. And again, I mean, it seems to me like that's a rule that you wonder how it ever got in there in the first place. It's just one of several kind of crazy rules. Golf's a great game, and then you know it's. The rules are there for a reason, but sometimes you look at some of these rules, and this is one that just hasn't made a lot of sense. If the wind's blowing and it moves your ball after you address it, after you get ready to putt, you get a penalty? Well, no longer. At least for a few years, they're going to try it out. And I don't know why they didn't just go ahead and make it permanent, but this rule change takes effect January 1st, and it lasts until 2015. Simpson still went on to have a pretty good year and finished second on the PGA Tour money race to Luke Donald this year. He called the rule a bad rule. Other changes announced by the Royal and Ancient include allowing players to smooth sand or soil before playing from a hazard, and provided it is the sole purpose of caring for the course. And it's called Rule 13-2. We're hoping to get Tom Pagel on from the USGA to talk about that. And let's see, maybe we'll try him one more time. Got another number here, 908-217-8541. Okay, I just got a text, Scott. So maybe we'll try that one, 908-217-8541. Okay, we'll try to get Tom on, and we can carry this into the next segment as well. We'll have Scott give him a call at this other number, okay? Tom Pagel from the USGA, and later in the hour, we're looking for Ty Votaw from the PGA Tour, one of the executive vice presidents, to tell us about the PGA Tour expansion into Latin America. PGA Tour Latino America is what it is called. But the Royal and Ancient made changes on those rules. They also changed the rules somewhat for amateur status that could affect a lot of players. Sometimes when they make these rule changes, yeah, I mean, they affect you and I and the average guy and the average duffers that are going out. But these other rule changes they're making might affect us all a little bit more. I think we finally found Tom Pagel. Tom, are you there? Good morning.
I am here, Jay. Good morning.
How you doing?
Doing excellent. Sorry for the confusion there. Power is out. This storm that came across the Northeast got us pretty good.
Oh yeah, that's right. Are you in the Far Hills area there in New Jersey?
Yep, central New Jersey, and there are trees down everywhere. So apologize for that.
Yeah, I heard about this last night, and I didn't think about it this morning, but took your phone line out, didn't it?
It took everything out. Fortunately, I've got a little bit of battery left in the cell phone.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, we're really late in this segment, so is it okay if we keep you with us and talk more about it in the next segment? Will that work for you?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, okay. All right. First, I wanted to just ask you about the USGA and the Royal and Ancient, two major governing bodies, right, in the world of golf?
Yeah, correct. We the USGA, we cover the U.S. and Mexico. That's our jurisdiction. And the RNA governs golf and the rest of the world. And we come together. We work very closely on a number of matters. But probably the item we work the closest on is the rules of golf. For 60 years, we've come together and produced a unified code. So the game of golf has been played under the same rules worldwide for since 1952. And this year we took it one step further. We actually did some work with the rules of golf book to make it look alike. So regardless of where you are in the world, you're going to pick up the same book, and the logo on the front cover might be different, The language that the rule is written in might be different, but everything else will be the exact same. So Rule 3 is going to be on page 60 in every book around the world. That's an exciting step that we took this year.
Now, had the USGA and the Royal and Ancient, had you gotten together every year just to look at things, or is this something totally new?
No, since that first meeting in 1952, we actually meet twice a year. We try and do a home and away if we can. So we'll meet once in Scotland or somewhere in their jurisdiction, and then we'll come over to the U.S. once a year, and we'll talk about the matters that our respective rules of golf committees have under discussion and see if it's worthy of advancing. And really, for an item to be changed in the rules of golf, it has to have the approval of both bodies. We both have to buy in. There's some compromise and negotiating that goes on, I'm sure you can imagine. But that way, when we release the rules, it's something we're all comfortable with, we can all endorse, and we can all support.
Tom Pagel is with us. He's with the United States Golf Association, trying to dig out from that big storm that hit the East Coast yesterday. Tom, we're coming up on a break here, so hopefully your cell phone battery will hang on, and you can hang on with this, and we'll get into the specific rule changes in the next segment. Is that all right?
That sounds great.
Okay, Tom. By the way, the cell phone sounds great, so let's keep our fingers crossed. Tom Pagel, United States Golf Association, with us today here on Tee to Green. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. Got a golf tip headed your way. Stay tuned for that and more from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. This is Tee to Green, worldwide on American Forces Radio, across the satellite radio dial, Sirius and XM, and coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Toyota certified used vehicles are already incredible, but now they're getting even better because each vehicle comes with a 12-month or 12,000-mile comprehensive warranty, 7-year or 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, an 8-year or 100,000-mile factory hybrid battery warranty, and 1 year of roadside assistance. Get 2.9% APR financing for 60 months with $1,792 per $1,000 borrowed on any Toyota certified used vehicle. The best new cars make the best used cars.
Comprehensive and roadside warranty from date of certified purchase. See certified warranty supplement for warranty details. Powertrain warranty, whichever comes first from original date of first use when sold as new. Financing available through Toyota Financial Services for qualified buyers only. Hybrid related components are covered for 8 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first from original date of first use when sold as new. The HV battery may have longer coverage under emissions warranty. See owner's warranty information booklet for details. Offers vary by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 10/31/11.
Win NFL tickets with Toyota Techs for Ticks. Text Packers to 515 515- 462-0888. You can see the Packers and the Bears in Green Bay.
There was only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobil 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hey, everybody. I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor. Today, I want to give you a few tips about playing in the wind. First off, I want you to remember that you got to swing within yourself when playing into the wind. That may mean shortening up. That may mean hitting a 7-iron instead of a 3-wood or something in order for you to advance the ball in play. A lot of people want to swing harder into the wind. Actually, it's just the opposite. You want to take it a little easier. Slower swing pace is always beneficial into the wind, as that will take spin off the ball and therefore not make it go up. The other thing is just widen your stance a little bit. A little wider stance gives you a little better base and a little better chance of hitting a shot on the face of the club. And into the wind, that's the name of the game.
For more on saving strokes and shaving a few off your game, check out the website, tee2greenradio.com, or visit your nearest PGA professional.
It's the show by golfers, for golfers. You found it, Tee to Green. Head your way every Sunday morning from the Broadmoor Resort here in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Jay Ritchie going solo today. Jerry Butenhoff has the weekend off coming up. Ty Votaw from the PGA Tour joining us to talk about PGA Tour expansion plans for 2012. There's some rule changes in the world of golf in 2012, and Tom Pagel of the USGA Rules Committee is joining us right now to talk about that. Tom, it's kind of ironic. We had the golf tip right there about playing in the wind, and the one big change that I think most golfers are taking notice of in the rule changes by the USGA and the Royal and Ancient is when your ball's on the green, you're getting ready to putt it, and the wind comes up and moves your ball, if you've addressed the ball, no longer will that be a penalty, and I think that's being applauded by golfers everywhere.
Yeah, that's correct, and I think that the rule changes that we've made, that's certainly the one that the most notable, and it's been well received. It's a rule that a lot of people have taken note of recently, whether it's happened to them personally or they've seen it on TV. And currently, as the rule is written, Rule 18-2B talks about a ball moving once the player has addressed it. For the remainder of 2011, if that happens, it's a one-stroke penalty and the player has to replace. Well, beginning in 2012, that's going to change. We're going to say that once the player has addressed the ball, if it's known or virtually certain that something other than the player caused the ball to move, he's no longer going to be subject to penalty. He's going to play the ball from where it comes to rest. And you're right. The place where we're going to see that most will be on the putting green. You know, we're taking greens down lower and lower these days, and that wind really has an effect. So no longer will the player have to worry about grounding his putter. Can I? Should I? Should I not? If he grounds his putter, addresses the ball, and then that ball subsequently moves, not going to be penalized, but we're going to tell them, go ahead and play the ball from its new location.
I know there are probably a lot of hardcore traditionalists, both in the USGA and the Royal and Ancient. Was there a lot of debate about that, or was it pretty much a slam dunk?
You know, that there was a lot of discussion about this one, and not necessarily from a traditionalist standpoint. Certainly we had concerns over the practicality or of the application of the exception, and that's why we put in the terms known or virtually certain. If it's wishy-washy, well, I don't know if it was the wind. I'm not sure what caused the ball to move. The player's still going to be on the hook. But if we know it's a wind gust, we're just saying, okay, let's let the player off in that case. You know, the last couple of years, we've had some high-profile cases of this happening. I know a lot of people have talked about Webb Simpson at the Dirt Classic. It's funny, I had an email exchange with the RNA this week, and in the States, this has been coined the Webb Simpson rule, whereas in the UK, it's called the Rory McIlroy rule, because he had a similar instance in the British Open a couple of years ago. I think the point of emphasis with that is, you know,
this rule change isn't a reaction to either one of those specific situations. The discussion has been ongoing. It's been well vetted and well thought out. And the reason for the amount of time that it took for the discussions is just because when you're looking at a rule change, you can't just look at it independently or unilaterally. That rule change is going to have effects throughout other rules, throughout the rest of the book. And so you just really need to know that, okay, are we making the right change, and what other like situations might we have to look at and change as well? So that was the reason for the sort of the long duration of discussions on that matter.
Tom Pagel is with us from the United States Golf Association. Now, what I saw, Tom, this rule change takes effect January 1st and goes until 2015. It's not permanent?
Yeah, that's correct. The rules of golf, the process is fascinating. We have our rules of golf committee. The RA has their rules of golf committee. And as I mentioned in the last segment, representatives from our committees come together twice a year to sort of discuss the collective matters. But the rules of golf are updated on what we call a quadrennial cycle, every 4 years. So the presidential election years is when we're up. And, you know, throughout each cycle, we review, we really touch all 34 rules at some point, whether we're looking at considering a massive change or a minor change. Everything is covered in depth. But the four-year cycle really, it really causes us to, it forces us to think about each decision we're going to make, each change we're going to make. It doesn't allow us to have a knee-jerk reaction, which is good. Because as I said, you know, it's sort of like a jigsaw puzzle. You might think you're fixing something here, but you might be breaking something else. And so really we need the benefit of that four-year cycle to make sure we are doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, you talked about addressing the ball, and there was a rule change regarding addressing the ball, too, was there not?
Correct. We've changed the definition to addressing the ball to just say the player has addressed the ball when he has grounded the club immediately in front of or immediately behind the ball. As the definition is currently written, we include stance. We say once the player has taken a stance and grounded his club, he's addressed the ball. So for 2012, we've just removed any reference to stance. And once the player has now grounded the club either immediately in front of or immediately behind, he's addressed the ball in 18-2B. The rule we talk about with the ball moving after address is the rule that's going to sort of govern anything from that point on.
Yeah, I like that change too. Now, what about hitting from a hazard? There's been a change there as well?
Yeah, and this is really the other notable change that has received a lot of discussion since we made our announcement on Monday, and that's a change to Rule 13-4, which covers all the actions that are prohibited when a player's ball is in a hazard. And currently, as the rule is written, the player can't smooth sand or soil. He can't rake a bunker before he plays a stroke. Well, come January 1st, that's going to change. We are going to amend an exception to Rule 13-4 that's going to allow for the player to now rake a bunker, but it sort of has to meet two criteria. He has to be doing it for the sole purpose of caring for the course, which basically means we're encouraging good etiquette. We want the player to practice good etiquette. So if it's for the sole purpose of caring for the course, it's going to be okay. And that raking can't do anything that's going to improve an area covered by Rule 13-2, which talks about your line of play, area of intended swing, stance. So the player can't go on his line of play and start smoothing. He can't smooth where he's going to have to take a stance. But, you know, the situation that I always think of is you might be playing a golf course that's light on bunker rake, so you have to walk 20 yards just to grab a rake. Mm-hmm. Well, currently you can't smooth your footprints on your way back to your ball. But, again, January 1st, we're going to change that and say if it's for the sole purpose of caring for the course, we want to encourage that etiquette. Just don't improve your line of play, your stance, your area of intended swing, any of those areas, and you will be allowed to rake and smooth without risk of penalty.
Yeah, I like that one too. And I was thinking of that myself, walking into a bunker and then realizing there's no rake nearby and you have to walk clear to the other side or walk back out the same way you came in. Now you can smooth out your steps before you hit your ball, as long as it doesn't affect the ball or your lie or any subsequent action, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And I mean, I think there are really two motivating factors for this. Again, we want to encourage good etiquette, and I think it's going to have a great secondary benefit of helping speed up pace of play. We're all conscious over pace of play, and it might seem like 30 seconds is 3 seconds, but every little bit helps, and I think that this rule change will help in that regard as well.
Yeah, we've all probably had to trudge through the other side of a bunker to find the rake. That it's never on the side you go in. Have you noticed that? Yeah. Okay. Well, Tom, appreciate you taking the time, and I hope things get better out there weather-wise for you. And I think almost everybody I know and everybody associated with this show applauding these rule changes from the USGA and the Royal and Ancient. Good job.
Well, Jay, hey, I appreciate you having me this morning. Thanks, and tell all my friends at the Broadmoor I said hello.
Definitely, we'll do that. And you take care, and hopefully everything gets better weather-wise out there in your neck of the woods. Tom Pagel from the USGA with us. We're looking for Ty Vota next. He's from the PGA Tour. We're going to talk about expansion plans in 2012 for the PGA Tour heading south into Latin America. This is T. DeGrain. We're worldwide on American Forces Radio and coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Whether your day includes tending to the garden or taking your dog on a walk, there's no room for pain in your plans. That's why CVS Pharmacy has products like Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare. And now, when you buy any two Advil or Thermacare products, you get $5 in extra bucks rewards with your Extra Care card. At CVS Pharmacy, you can find relief that lets you live better both day and night. Use all these products as directed. Offer good October 30th to November 5th on participating products.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 877-499-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. That's 1-877-499-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false, Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobile 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club, and today I want to talk to you about short game shots from just off the green. A couple of tips on how you might have a little more success. One is you've got to pick out a club that you think you're good at. If you're a good putter and you're just off the green and there's nothing between you and the green, choose the putter. It's always a good option. Secondly, if you are just off the green, you've got to decipher what's between you and your target. If there's a mound there, obviously that takes a low-lofted club out of the picture. So make sure you take that into consideration. And thirdly is you've got to determine the ball flight necessary to get your ball to the target. If you're hitting to a pin that's some distance away, you're going to need a lower-lofted club to have it get rolling a little faster and go a little further distance-wise.
For more on play around the green, getting up and down, check out the website, tgreenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional.
You found it. It's America's longest-running network radio golf show. We talk golf every Sunday morning from the five-star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, here on Tee to Green. I'm Jay Ritchie. Jerry Butinoff is off this weekend. It's been a while since we had our next guest on the show. When he was the commissioner of the LPGA, Ty Votaw joined us numerous times. Now he works for the PGA Tour. One of the executive vice presidents, PGA Tour recently took its largest step into the Latin American market this week with the announcement of a brand new tour called PGA Tour Latino America. And Ty Votaw joins us right now to talk about that. Ty, welcome back to the show. Good to hear from you again.
Thank you very much. Always good to be with you.
So this PGA Tour Latino America, tell us some of the basics of it. When does it start and how many countries are going to be involved, stuff like that?
We worked over the last 18 months with the national federations in the region. The existing tour down there called the Tour de las Americas, and a number of promoters and clubs that hosted events in the region over the years to come up with what we announced last week as PGA Tour Latino America. It'll start in September of 2012. It'll have seven events from September until December, culminating with the Argentine Open, the last event, probably the biggest, it is the biggest event in the region. And it'll be the final event of the PGA Tour Latino America. And then in 2013, we would create a full schedule of up to 14 events, that approximately seven that would be played in the spring, March, April, May time frame, and then another seven in the fall, like it was in 2012, September to December. And the hope is that we would create a pathway from this tour based on performance to the nationwide tour so that we can help develop and fill the pipeline of elite players from that part of the world.
So is it going to be only for Latin American players or can players from anywhere in the world join in?
Players from anywhere in the world can join in, although we anticipate that it'll be strongly supported by touring professionals that are from that part of the world. You know, if you look at the world rankings right now, out of the top 500 in the world rankings on the men's side of the equation, only 14 come from South America, and eight of those are from Argentina. Obviously, with the emergence of Camilo Bajegas and Johnny Vegas and Angel Cabrera from that part of the world, Argentina, Venezuela, and Colombia, there have been situations where stars have emerged from South America. We want to fill that pipeline with more people. If one Camilo Bajegas and Johnny Vegas and Angel Cabrera are good, we think six or seven or eight of those are also very, very good.
Yeah, I think most golf fans would agree with that as well. Now, the Olympics are coming to South America. What is it, 2016?
2016 in Rio de Janeiro, yes.
Yeah, and I know you were instrumental in generating all of that. Did any of that play into the thought toward starting a tour down there?
Well, with the focus on golf's return to the Olympics coinciding with the fact that the first time that it's back in 112 years will be in South America, certainly helped us focus our attention on the fact that we see a need for developing elite players from that part of the world. And we certainly want, you know, golfers from that part of the world and from countries in South America to participate in golf in the Olympics, because we think that will create an enormous amount of excitement for the competition when it's played in Rio.
So, again, how many events are you going to have next year? You're just kind of putting your toes in the water a little bit next year, aren't you?
Next year is what we call a half schedule, if you will, seven events in 12, and then up to 14 events, half in the spring, half in the fall in 2013.
Ty Votaw with us from the PGA Tour, talking about PGA Tour Latino America. Now, there's been a South American tour for years down there, hasn't there?
Yeah, it's called the Tour de las Americas. Its commissioner, Enrique LaVey, has done a wonderful job in creating some level of presence within the region. The biggest issue that the Tour de las Americas had was continuity. It had some events come on the schedule, come off the schedule. Some years, the Brazilian Open, for example, would be on the Tour de las Americas. Some years, it would not. We thought that we had an opportunity with working with the Tour de las Americas and bringing the PGA Tour brand to South America and Latin America, that we could improve the offerings of golf playing opportunities for touring professionals in that part of the world, and also expose that part of the world to the PGA Tour brand in a much more meaningful way.
Yeah, Mexico, Colombia, Puerto Rico, Brazil, Argentina, Chile, and Peru. The events will have a minimum purse of $100,000. What sort of support are you seeing for this tour and for golf in general out of that area, Ty?
Well, just an example. When we made the announcement, the Tour de las Americas website pretty much imploded with over 1,300 emails congratulating them on the announcement of its association with the PGA Tour through PGA Tour Latino America.
Wow.
We've seen the Brazilian Golf Confederation start a series of professional events at a much lower level, kind of an in-country series that had never been really even contemplated or thought about. Until we started talking about the PGA Tour Latino America coming to South America. And in Brazil, there'll be four or five feeder events that will help establish eligibility into the Brazilian Open and perhaps even onto the PGA Tour Latino America. So we're seeing an enormous amount of activity in South America as a result of the work that we put in over the last 18 months. And the hope that we would be able to make this announcement of PGA Tour Latino America, which came to fruition a week or so ago.
A lot of people see and look at the PGA Tour as strictly an American tour, but it appears that that's not the case anymore, is it?
No, and it's part of, we see an opportunity in this part of the world, this hemisphere, if you will, that of developing elite talent. And with the United States population growing, the Hispanic demographic within the United States growing at a very rapid clip, we see the development of players from Latin America also helping us build a fan base here in the United States. So we do have events. We're playing an event this week in Malaysia. We have another event sanctioned the following next week in Shanghai with the HSBC champions. The World Cup has been in China for the past several years, and we're playing the President's Cup in Australia. So this part of the schedule is clearly a global part of our tournament offerings, and we see the PGA Tour Latino America as being a step in helping us develop golf on a much more broader basis than the United States.
Is there any talk about eventually, or maybe not eventually, but just around the corner, a PGA Tour event itself in South America?
Well, there is some discussion. There is a requirement for a test event to take place in Rio de Janeiro in 2015, a year before the Olympics take place in that country, in that city. And there's some talk as to what level of event could come to Rio in 2015 as that test event. whether it's a PGA Tour event, whether a standalone PGA Tour event, whether it's a World Golf Championships event, whether it's a nationwide event, or a PGA Tour Latino America. We're in discussions about all of those things, the International Golf Federation, which will determine the test event criteria. And it may very well be a PGA Tour event. But we have four events on the nationwide tour in that part of the world, Mexico, Panama, Colombia, and a recently announced event in Chile. And when the eligibility for the PGA Tour Latino America, or not the eligibility, but the order, the order of merit or the money list is established, those players will graduate to, on some basis, to the nationwide tour. And the first 4 or 5 weeks of the season in the nationwide tour in 2013 will be in that part of the world with those events and those offerings. And so we see a nice continuity of going from the PGA Tour Latino America to the nationwide tour, and having this be a pathway to the nationwide tour where players can get world ranking points and hopefully graduate ultimately to the PGA Tour, where they can then be have a greater chance of competing in the Olympics for their country, because the world ranking points is what's going to determine that.
Ty Votaw is with us from the PGA Tour, talking about PGA Tour Latino America. Will these events be standard, Ty, like 72 holes, stroke play?
They will all be 72-hole, 144 players, yes.
144 players. And so it'll be sort of a feeder tour then for the nationwide tour. Is that the whole gist of things behind the idea?
That's correct. That's exactly right. We call it a pathway tour to the nationwide tour.
A pathway. I like that better than a feeder tour. And eventually, we'll see players make their way to the PGA Tour that started down in Latin America. Is that sort of the long-range plan?
That's exactly right. And as I said earlier, we've seen examples where Johnny Vegas and Camilo Villegas and Angel Cabrera and Andres Romero, as four examples, have made it there. But if you talk to them, and they've been very supportive of this new tour as well, because they struggled to get the kind of opportunities that will now be offered to these to their successors in Latin America on a much more regular and a much more consistent basis.
So we'll look for the first event happening September of next year, 2012, for PGA Tour Latino America. Ty Votaw. Ty, thanks for taking the time to join us again here on Tee to Green and talk about this.
It's great to be with you. Thank you very much.
Best of luck to you and to the PGA Tour on the expansion plans for 2012 into Latin America. When we come back, we're going to take you on tour. Not a lot of golf to talk about. Ty mentioned the event in Malaysia. It is over. And a new nice honor for Annika Sorenstam we'll talk about, too, as we continue with Tee to Green from the Broadmoor Worldwide on American Forces Radio, across the satellite radio dial on Sirius and XM, coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or
something? You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. Yeah, we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better,
and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
If long-term unmanageable debt is making your life miserable and you're tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, get ready for a toll-free number that will change your life. Trinity Debt Management has been helping people just like you cut their interest rates by as much as 60% and increase their credit scores by up to 200 points. In fact, they have a proven program that has worked for thousands. If you're ready to consolidate your bills into one manageable monthly payment and pay off your debt, then call for a free, no-obligation analysis. Trinity's certified counselors will explain the entire program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. To cut your interest rates and help your credit score, call Trinity today at 800-899-0615. That's 800-899-0615. Get a fresh start. Call for free information now. 800-899-0615. 800-899-0615.
This segment of Tee to Green being brought to you by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. That's nearly 100 years of serving families with dignity and heritage. If you live in the Colorado Springs area, stop in for your free personal planning guide. They're at 501 North Cascade or call 719-471-9900. That's Swan Law Funeral Directors. This is Tee to Green, the fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf, and another hour has just about flown by. This is the time of the show where we take you on tour, and there's not a lot of golf being played to talk about on the professional tours this week as we are winding down the 2011 season. Both the Champions Tour and the LPGA Tour are idle this week. The PGA Tour is overseas for the CIMB Asia Pacific Classic in Malaysia. They're playing in Kuala Lumpur, and Bo Van Pelt just tore up the place. He shot a 64 yesterday en route to a final round total of 23 under par. That was a record for this event. Second year in a row that an American has won it. Ben Crane won last year. Van Pelt won this year, and he was six shots better than anybody else in the field. Bo Van Pelt running away with the championship at the Asia Pacific Classic, brought to you by CIMB in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. And a nice honor for Annika Sorenstam. Sorenstam has been selected as the recipient of the United States Golf Association's 2012 Bob Jones Award. This is the USGA's highest honor, and it's presented every year since 1955 in recognition of distinguished sportsmanship in golf. The award seeks to recognize a person who emulates Jones' spirit, his personal qualities, and his attitude toward the game and to its players. Annika Sorenstam will receive the award on February 4th at the USGA's annual meeting in Houston. So congratulations to Annika. Had a chance to meet her and had her on the show last year, and she is one of the nicest people in our sport, and the award is very, very well deserved. That's going to do it. Our thanks to Tom Pagel from the USGA for joining us today, despite the big snowstorm that hit the East Coast, and to Ty Votaw from the PGA Tour, our other guest on Tee to Green today. Jerry will be back with me on the show next week. Thanks to Scott at our San Francisco studios. I'm Jay Ritchie. Thanks for joining us. Till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.